Hey, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Tom Cappell's with us. He's a member and in good standing of the Atlantic Volunteer Fire Department. You haven't heard good standing much behind your name lately, have you?
No, Jim, I haven't. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Hey, we want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the Fire Prevention Week is coming up here. It always comes up this time of the year in October, and we wanted to visit about some of those events that you have going on again this year. We've got the breakfast coming up to help support this weekend, and then the following weekend you've got the big parade, lots of doings going on. Let's talk about the breakfast first. Have you been pretty well supported?
Yes, we've been doing this. Fire Prevention Week, just so you know, runs the 8th through the 14th this year, and every year to kick off the week we have a fireman's breakfast, and it's a free will donation out at the fire station from 7 to 1 on Sunday the 8th, this Sunday. And we serve coffee, juice. We have pancakes, sausage, eggs. And it's just free will donation. It's a chance for people to come out and see some of the new equipment we have. Check out the fire trucks. Check out the station. Just grab one of the guys and have them take you for a little tour. And just let everybody know what's going on.
Hey, this year, will they be able to check out some of the old equipment, too?
Yes, we've got old equipment, too, that is a must-see. We've got, hopefully, that'll be in the parade this year, too. But we're just kind of getting to know the truck right now again and get everybody familiar with it so we can get it out and get it on the road.
Can't remember all the details. I can't remember the gentleman's name now, which is terrible. A fellow from Minnesota who had purchased an old fire truck that Atlantic had from back in, what, the 30s or something?
Yeah.
And he donated it back to the fire department so that you can, and it's in great shape.
It is in great shape, and it's out there. You'll see it. You'll see it if you come out Sunday. It's sitting right there in the station, and we're pretty proud to have it back. You know, that's a lot for the Atlantic Fire Department to get an old truck like that back and in the shape it's in. So, and hopefully we'll have it out for the Fireman's Parade the following weekend, and everybody gets to see it.
You bet. So the donation breakfast coming up this weekend, this Sunday, October 8th, it's what time?
From 7 to 1, 7 in the morning to 1, on this Sunday the 8th. And it's at the Atlantic Fire Station, so please come out and help support and get a little tour of the station and see what we have and check out the old truck.
Absolutely. And a chance, it's a family event, obviously, and it's a chance to get out there. Plenty of hours there, so you get out either before or after church.
That's why we have the hours we have, is so that should catch all the churches, so anybody can swing out after church and grab a bite to eat.
Excellent. And that's just right at the fire department location there on the southwest part of town there on 7th Street.
You bet. And we'll have guys out there directing traffic and parking cars.
Okay. Pretty tough to miss if you're heading on by there. Just look for red. You see a lot of red out there. Well, very good. Well, that kind of opens up the week. And then we you do a lot of things during the week, too, with education, especially with the youngsters.
Right. This is a big week. Like I said, you'll see it's Fire Prevention Week. We'll have all the kids. We go to the schools. It's a good week for us to be out and about in the community, and a lot of guys take some time off from work to make sure that all the kids get fire truck rides and Sparky and get us, you know, Freddie the fire truck. And so we try to get everything out. We take them out to the fire station. We do a little presentation, you know, some fire safety tips with them. And they, you know, they get a little fire helmet and probably some candy or coloring book or something to go with them. And they get to see Sparky and Freddie. So that's always a highlight to them. And then we always, with the LaFrance, we pick the kids up and we always buzz down Main Street or somewhere and they get to hear the siren and then we take them back. So it's a great opportunity for us to connect with the kids and get out there and just make sure everybody, you know, remembers the things to do, the stop, drop, and roll. And this year's fire prevention logo is Every Second Counts, Plan Two Ways Out. So just, you know, we'll be pounding that in all week with the kids. And we just, you know, it's easy for everybody to kind of put their guard down and you kind of forget what to do. And it's just a good time to remember to replace the batteries in the fire smoke alarms and stuff on that you have. This is a great time of the year to do it because it's fresh in your kids' minds, and I'm sure they're going to be telling them when they're out there to have parents check them and keep everybody safe.
Things happen very quickly. Ask anyone who has suffered through an event like that, they can tell you how quickly things can turn and how important it is to be prepared and to be aware of those types of things and do the preventative things you can do ahead of time. That's what Fire Prevention Week is all about. Now, we get into Fire Prevention Week, and it's not just focusing on that, but you guys are pretty excited. You got an anniversary this year.
Yes, we are. This is our 100th year of being united, and we've really went hard on trying to get some extra stuff for the Fireman's Parade this year. really excited about the Fireman's Parade. I think we're going to have a good amount of entries, and also anybody who wants to be in the Fireman's Parade, we are going to turn the parade around this year. The parade will go up Chestnut Street from 2nd Street over to Walnut and back down to 2nd Street. So it'll just be backwards from what it usually is because we are going to be shutting down 2nd Street going out to the quarry. So the lineup, parade lineup, will be at 2nd and Sunnyside at the quarry. And then we'll bring you down and line up starting down by the old armory down there and give us some more room, and hopefully we're going to have more trucks, and it's just, it's the way they used to do the parade, and we wanted to go back to that this year, so that's what we're going to do, and should be, hopefully get a great turnout of people and entries.
Well, it does give you a little more space to work with that way, too, just in case you do have a lot more folks show up to want to be in the parade. Well, I know you've got some folks already locked in to be in the parade. You guys are pretty excited about the opportunities this year with some of those special guests that you have coming to participate.
Yeah, we have, to start with, at 4:30, with weather permitting, Midwest Medical is going to land down at the depot. They're going to be here for an hour and a half until the parade starts, and then they'll start the parade. They'll head up above the Chestnut Street, above the buildings, to get the parade kicked off. And then we have some new things this year. We've got four of the drill and drum corps coming. New this year, never have had them, is the Omaha Marching Knights. And then we will also have the Iconic Marching Elite, which we've never had before. And then Pleasant Green Marching Saints will be back this year, and Salem Stepping Saints. So if anybody sees them, talks to them, whatever, we really appreciate them coming. They're a great group of people, and they really do a great, great performance for us.
Yeah, not easy to coordinate all the logistics involved there, too. It's great to have that many folks want to show up for this.
Right, and we also, some things off top, I believe Warner is bringing their parade truck this year again, which has been many, many years since it's been here, but that's quite the thing to see. And there's some other stuff that I know is going to be here. So hopefully it'll be a great, great parade, and hopefully the weather holds out and everybody comes out and supports the fire departments that show up, because it is a county. I mean, we have a lot of fire departments in the county show up, and it's great to have those guys because we've got their back and they've got ours when we need them, and it happens more than you know.
Yeah, remember Exira not too long ago?
Yeah.
Seemed like everybody in Southwest and West Central Iowa was sending their fire departments there to help. That's what it means, and that's why they support each other so well, not just when needed like that, but also at events like this too.
Yeah, and it's a chance for the guys to, the equipment, these guys bring their trucks and stuff a lot like that. There's a lot of pride in that equipment that they bring. These guys, they're proud of their stuff, and they want to get it out so other people can see it, and we enjoy having them, and we appreciate everybody that shows up.
You bet. 6 o'clock, parade will get started there on Chestnut Street and working its way around that area. Should be a lot of fun, as always, for folks to enjoy. And I see you've got a dance this year.
Yes, we do have a dance. We have brought back the Fireman's Dance for the 100th year, and that will be from 7 to 11 will be the dance, and that will be DJed by Burt Rhodes at the venue, which the venue is at 307 Walnut Street down there. We will be serving, the fire department will be serving steak sandwiches and hamburger meals down there from 4 to 9, and that will be done by the grilled by the beef producers, and they'll have drinks in the venue and stuff like that. So before the parade, starting at 4 until 9, swing in there, grab a meal and something to drink, and then head up and watch the parade, or after the parade, swing down. But we really want to have a good turnout on that. We've opened it up to the public, so Anybody who wants, remember there's a dance from 7 to 11 that Saturday night after the parade, and it will be DJ'd, and they'll have drinks and food down there.
Awesome. That used to be a big deal.
It used to be a huge deal, and, you know, it's hard to find a place to have it, number one, and then to get it all set up, and we figured this was a good time to do it since it's a big anniversary for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we should mention, too, again, any proceeds that are generated through any of this, like the breakfast, the dance, those types of things, go to help the fire department.
Yes, all the proceeds from the fireman's dance and the breakfast go to the fire department. And obviously we use that stuff for different things, but just like all the stuff we buy for Fire Prevention Week for the kids, all that stuff comes out of that, and every penny helps.
Absolutely, and what you do helps, of course. We're very appreciative of everything the fire department does to have our backs when we need them.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. So again, the breakfast is coming up this Sunday, October 8th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the fire department. Come on out and enjoy and look around. Check some stuff out. And then on the 14th, Saturday, October 14th, will be the Fireman's Parade. They'll have the landing at 4:30, Midwest Medical. 6 o'clock parade starts. And then from 7 to 11 after the parade concludes, get on down to the venue for the Fireman's Dance. Should be a lot of fun. You'll get your dinner taken care of there, too, by the Cass County Beef Producers.
And remember, we are trying to get it turned, so parade lineup, whoever wants to be in the parade, go to 2nd and Sunnyside, and they'll direct you down from there. And if you forget, you go to 3rd and Olive, we're going to have people there to send you across. So however you get there, as long as you get there, we appreciate it.
Get there plenty early. Excellent. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it so much.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the support.